This is St. Louis Public Radio. Choreographer and performance artist Audrey Symes is taking the past nuclear contamination in Coldwater Creek as inspiration for her new dance piece with Big Muddy Dance Company. The piece titled Tributary will debut Sunday at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. She told St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold the piece is inspired by her move to Florissant and her Japanese heritage.
I don't want to set the world.
Four male dancers link arms and bound across the rehearsal space, wearing straw hats and patchwork fabric masks. Choreographer Audrey Symes hopes their movements make people think about the nuclear contamination of Coldwater Creek.
This is a microcosm of something that's going on a global scale. And I think you can see this type of issue going on across our country in so many different places. And so I think it's really something that anyone can really relate to.
After a few minutes, the 1940s crooning of the Ink Spots is replaced by the sound of a nuclear bomb. For Symes, the dance performance springs from her deep personal connections to the Manhattan Project's legacy of nuclear waste. Her grandparents lived in Japan during World War II, when the U.S. dropped nuclear bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Symes moved to Florissant after attending Webster University. She's from Los Angeles, but if you ask her where she lives, she'll say smack in the middle of a corridor of cancer cases. Some fear is linked to the polluted waterway.
That same issue of World War II and issues with Japan and the Manhattan Project just continue to kind of follow me wherever I go, so.
After the explosion in the dance piece, a woman takes the stage wearing a kimono and carrying a bundle of sticks. She moves slowly, hunched over. It's an additional reference to Symes' heritage.
The way she walks and the posturing in her body and stuff kind of recalls the old woman in Japanese folklore.
Several masked dancers replace the soloist, moving in unison. Dance is an expressive medium, but Symes says using it to address this story can be difficult.
Yeah, there's a lot of different references in the choreography to how the radiation affects you physically, whether it be these gestures towards the heart or to the chest, kind of vulnerability. And, again, dance is so abstract. There's no literal representations necessarily.
The group ends up a roiling mass, drifting off stage as two principal dancers move to central positions. One of the pair, Robert Poe, says some of the dancers didn't know about Coldwater Creek's pollution. At first, they just learned the movements. Later, when Symes explained the piece, it helped Poe feel like a more engaged St. Louis resident.
It's kind of a dream come true to be a part of a work that is not just art for pleasure and for entertainment, but it's kind of speaking for awareness and to bring about, if not change, then at least to spark conversations that could maybe one day bring forth some sort of change.
The company's executive director, Aaron Prangy, says the dance isn't didactic. It's almost a subtle reminder of the consequences of the nuclear age.
This work is really a statement about humanity and about the fact that all of this has happened and how people have reacted to it and how we got here in the first place.
The performers circle one another during the last dance sequence. They represent Symes' view of how St. Louisans handled the consequences of a once polluted creek.
The duet is very much so about how two people or how any peoples will overcome this together. They need each other really throughout the duet. They kind of support each other in these different moments. And when the one falls, the other tries to pick the other up and then the other falls, So it's very much about unity.
I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.